This is Akashvani, the news, read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. The theme of the three-day event is Shaping the Semiconductor Future. The conference will showcase India's semiconductor strategy and policy, which envisions making India a global hub for semiconductor. Our correspondent reports that top leadership of global semiconductor giants will participate in the program, with more than 250 exhibitors and 150 speakers. Prime Minister chaired the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. He stressed that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. Top semiconductor CEOs spoke to media after meeting the Prime Minister and praised him for his leadership. The second Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation will begin at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The International Civil Aviation Organization and the Minister of Civil Aviation are co-hosting the two-day event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release an installment of 2,745 crore rupees to lakhs of beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in Jamshedpur, Jharkhand on the 15th of this month. Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this during a meeting of rural development ministers of states through video conferencing yesterday. Mr. Chauhan said acceptance letters will be distributed to all the targeted beneficiaries. International crude oil prices crashed to near three-year low yesterday, with the benchmark Brent crude future sinking below $70 a barrel for the first time since December 2021. The drop came shortly after the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies, OPEC Plus, slashed its global oil demand forecast for 2024 and 2025. Russia has launched its largest naval drill in decades, involving all five fleets. The Ocean 2024, which began yesterday, will be held simultaneously in the Pacific and Arctic Oceans, as well as the Mediterranean, Caspian and Baltic Seas. Russian President Vladimir Putin made the announcement during a virtual meeting, stressing the need for the country to be prepared for any scenario amid growing geopolitical tensions. The exercises will involve more than 400 battleships, submarines and support vessels from the auxiliary fleet, along with over 120 aircraft and more than 90,000 personnel. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris participated in a live television debate hosted by ABC Networks. Vice President Kamala Harris began by promoting a vision of an opportunity economy, while former President Donald Trump focused on linking Ms. Harris to issues related to undocumented immigrants. When asked whether Americans are better off now than they were 4 years ago, Ms. Harris discussed her plans to support families and small businesses, criticizing Mr. Trump for prioritizing tax cuts for billionaires and large corporations. Mr. Trump countered by denying claims that he intended to implement a nationwide sales tax, emphasizing instead his plan to raise tariffs on foreign imports. The debate took place 8 weeks before the election day across the United States. Newly elected UN General Assembly UNGA President Solomon Yang has called for deeper international cooperation to address pressing global challenges such as climate change, escalating conflicts, and a slowdown in sustainable development. Mr. Yang said this in his opening remarks at the commencement of the 79th session of UNGA in New York yesterday. In hockey, defending champions India will take on last edition's runners-up Malaysia in the third match of Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament in Hulunbuir, China today. The 45th three-day chess Olympiad will begin in Hungary's capital Budapest today. The 12-day biennial event will feature over 1,800 players, with 193 national teams registered in the open section and 181 teams competing in the women's section. And that is the end of this news bulletin.